faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Clark Kent and his boss, Perry White, welcome Lois Lane's return, the girl reporter startles all with the sudden and astounding news that she is heiress to more than $1 million.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, even though you fellas and girls are mighty fond of eating crisp, sunny-flavored Kellogg's Pep, you're not a bit sorry to see the box empty. Because, of course, you always know that Mom will get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal double quick. And you know that you'll be adding another one of those snappy Pep comic buttons to your collection. Maybe the little moose, you know, with a feather sticking up in his hair, or a spud in his old stovepipe hat and his suspenders, or even Superman himself, complete with bright blue jersey and red cape. Now, if it should happen to be a duplicate, you know, a button that you already have, why, that's even more fun, because then you can trade with your pals. And, you know, the best part is, you don't have to send in a single penny to get these exciting prizes. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you a good supply of Kellogg's Pep and look for your comic button in every package you open. And get set for some mighty delicious eating, too, gang, because Kellogg's Pep makes a sunny golden toasted dish for breakfast. Every crisp, tender whole wheat flake is loaded with catchy sunshine flavor. And every spoonful tastes a doggone wonderful that, well, you want to eat lots. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now, the adventures of Superman.
Returning from a long vacation, Lois Lane, reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, found a special delivery letter awaiting for her. It was a letter from a firm of lawyers, and to Lois's utter astonishment, it informed her that her uncle, who had recently died in South Africa, had left her diamond mine shares worth $1.5 million. As we continue now in Editor Perry White's office, Lois, White, and Clark Kent are all pleasantly shocked by the news. Then Kent, recalling a discussion with Lois, breaks up the ensuing excitement by saying...
Well, it's all very wonderful, of course, Lois, but there's something I don't quite understand.
What's that, Clark?
Well, this letter says that your uncle just passed away.
Yes.
But you often said that your sister Diana was the only relative you had in the world.
Well, that's what I always thought, Clark, but...
Well, obviously she was wrong. You had an uncle, all right, Lois, and a millionaire at that.
I guess so.
Allow me to congratulate you, Miss Lane. I presume you'll be resigning at once and buying a yacht, a mink coat, and a diamond tiara.
Really, don't be silly.
Now, wait a minute. Cut the clowning for a minute, will you?
Why, what's bothering you?
Well, Lois, about this uncle of yours, what was his name?
Here it is. John Morris Lane.
Dear old Uncle John.
Well, think now. Did you ever hear of him?
Never, Clark. That's why I'm so... stunned.
So what? That doesn't...
Wait a minute, Chief, please. You're sure, Lois, that you and your sister are the only surviving members of your family?
Why, yes. When Diana and I were little girls, my parents told us that we four that were all that were left of the whole Lane family. And so when they passed on, well, I naturally thought that Diana and I were the only ones left.
Well, that's certainly strange.
Not necessarily, Kent. Maybe this fellow, Uncle John, had disappeared a long time ago and was believed to be dead.
That sounds reasonable, Chief.
Why, sure. There are lots of cases where a fellow drops out of sight for years and pops up one fine day with $1 million.
Yes.
But I can't believe it. I just can't help feeling that there's been some mistake.
Now, that goes for me, too.
Oh, ridiculous. Lawyers don't write letters like this unless they know what they're talking about.
Well, that's true.
And you can bet they investigated very thoroughly before they wrote this letter.
Then you think this is all on the level, Chief?
Of course. Think of it. 5 minutes ago, you were just a hardworking newspaper reporter, or let's say you were just a reporter.
I resent that.
And now you've got enough money to buy a paper of your own. Not to mention a few baubles like yachts and racehorses.
Oh, stop it, Chief, please. I'm busy enough. No, but seriously, do you know what I'm really going to do?
No what?
I'm going to put up 2 more buildings like Unity House for the youngsters in Metropolis. 1 each on the north and south sides of this city.
That's a swell idea.
Wonderful. What's more, I'll equip them with huge playgrounds and gymnasiums and swimming pools and little theaters.
Oh, Lois.
I'll keep my job on the planet, Chief, but I'll only work half day.
Lois.
The rest of the time, I'll devote to the new Unity Houses.
Wonderful, wonderful, Lois. Say, this will make a crackerjack lead story today.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry to spoil your little dreams, friends, but I'm afraid the bubble has burst.
What's that?
What do you mean, Clark?
Take a look at this envelope. The one the letter came in.
What?
Yes, let me see.
Notice that the name and address are a bit blurred by the red ink letters saying special delivery stamped on by the post office. But if you look carefully...
Good heavens.
You can read through it.
So what?
It says Miss Louisa Lane.
That's right.
No, Lois. No, it can't. Where's my glasses?
Address is
somebody find my glasses.
125E73. Well, my address is 125E72nd Street.
Uh-huh. Postman made a mistake and delivered Miss Louisa Lane's letter to you.
Oh, what a horrible thing to do.
Oh, it's a very simple mistake to make, considering the similarity of the names and address.
Oh,
and
how
let me
awful.
Feel.
Now, don't bother. Chief Clark is right.
Yeah, by gum, he is.
Sorry, Lois.
I should have known it was too good to be true.
Yes.
Well, anyhow, it was wonderful to be a millionaire, even if it only lasted for a minute
That's
or two.
That's the spirit.
Huh, and I thought I had those two new Unity houses practically built, too.
Yeah, that is too bad.
Well,
say, incidentally, maybe Miss Louisa Lane will be interested in your ideas for spending her money.
No, I doubt it. Good heavens, I forgot. She doesn't know about this yet.
That's what I meant.
Who are you talking about?
Miss Louisa Lane, of course, whoever she is. Gracious, I've got to take this letter to her right away.
Hey, this is a big story. Planet reporter gets letter by mistake, informing unknown woman she inherits $1.5 million. Get going on it right away, Lois. You might still be able to make the late edition.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Yeah, wait, I'll go with you.
What for?
I'm rather curious to see this new millionaireess, Miss Louisa Lane.
And split my byline?
No, not at all.
Thank you very much, Clark, but I'm quite capable of handling the story by myself.
Well, I don't...
And considering all those racket-busting scoops that you got while I was in California...
Now, look,
I've got this feature coming to me.
Lois!
Goodbye now!
From the Daily Planet, Lois takes a taxicab to 125 East 73rd Street, an old brownstone building, where a small hand-lettered sign in the ground floor window reads, Louisa Lane, fine sewing and hem stitching. After ringing the bell, Lois is admitted to a small, rather dark, one-room apartment, in which are a few pieces of worn, ancient furniture and an equally ancient treadle sewing machine. Near the only window stands two bird cages, in each of which is a bright-eyed canary. But neither bird is more bright-eyed than their mistress, Miss Louisa Lane, a tiny, sweet-faced woman whose neat brown hair is streaked with white and who wears a high-necked, ankle-length dress which was in vogue a generation ago.
Happened, Miss Lane.
Oh, you see, my address is 125, too, except that I'm on 72nd Street, and the postman just made a mistake and delivered your letter to me.
That's quite all right, my dear. You mustn't distress yourself about it.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, but I have another confession to make.
Yes?
You see, I didn't notice the mistake until after I'd opened the letter and read it. I'm awfully sorry.
Oh, please don't apologize. I don't mind that at all, really.
Well, you're certainly being sweet about it. I'm sure most people wouldn't be, especially when this letter is so important. But of course, you don't know that.
Well, yes, I feel
that I should warn you that the contents of this letter may shock you.
No, it won't. Not at all.
Oh, I think it will. Maybe I'd better tell you. Well, no, that would spoil it. Here, you read it yourself. Take a good deep breath first.
I assure you that isn't necessary, my dear.
But, Miss Lane...
You see, I know what's in the letter.
No?
Yes.
Well, but how can you know? You haven't seen the letter yet.
That's right. But just the same, I know all about it, my dear. In fact, I know exactly what the letter says.
Puzzled, Lois Lane looks at the sweet-faced little old lady, who says she knows the contents of a letter she has not yet seen. What can this mean? We'll be back in a moment with the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Hey, I know a certain young lady who's mighty fond of her older brother, but she says that there never were enough games that she and her brother could share in until Kellogg's Pep began putting out those swell comic buttons. They're working on that exciting new series now, and they have a load of fun comparing notes on how many each one has collected and swapping duplicates, too. Yes, sir, both fellas and girls are getting a real kick out of these exciting prizes. You know, every single one of these 18 new Pep comic buttons has a true-to-life picture of one of your favorite funny paper characters, like Goofy and Beezy and Brenda Starr, Flash Gordon, and Superman, too. So you'll want to collect the whole series, and you can, too. Sure, easy as anything. You just ask Mom to get you a good supply of Kellogg's Pep. That's right. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these prizes anywhere. But inside every package of Pep you open, there's your new comic button, your exclusive prize. And say, for good breakfast eating, Pep's a prize package, too. Mm-mm, so crisp and tender, so full up with that catchy sunshine flavor. You just show me the fellow or girl who can resist Pep's sunny toasted goodness. So hop to it, gang. Remind Mom to get you plenty of P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
In the little apartment where she does sewing, Miss Louisa Lane has just told Lois Lane that she knows the contents of a letter she has not yet seen. As we rejoin them now, the sweet-faced little old seamstress repeats what she has just said.
Yes, my dear. I know exactly what Vanessa says.
But how could you know?
Well...
Oh, I get it. The lawyers probably phoned you and told you about this when they didn't hear from you immediately.
Lawyers? Why, no, I haven't heard from any lawyers.
You haven't? Well, then how... Huh.
Well,
there's only one other possible answer. My good friend and colleague, Clark Kent, decided to scoop me on the story after all. So he called you up and told you.
Clark?
Yes.
Kent?
Oh, that wretch. Just wait till I see him.
But who is he?
He's a reporter on the... Wait a minute. You mean he didn't call you?
Why, no. I have no telephone, you see.
You haven't?
No.
Well, was any reporter here? I mean, before I arrived?
No one has been here all day. I've been all alone.
But look, Miss Lane.
Oh, please call me Miss Louisa. Everyone else does.
All right, Miss Louisa. You say the lawyers, Harris, Grady, and Harris, who sent this letter, did not contact you.
Why, no. I've never even heard of them.
And Clark Kent didn't see or talk to you, nor did anyone else on the Daily Planet?
No.
And yet you're trying to tell me that you know what's in this letter?
Yes, I know exactly what's in it. Almost word for word.
But you can't possibly.
I do know. Would you like me to tell you what it says?
I certainly would, Miss Louisa.
Very well. Listen then, my dear. It says, Dear Miss Lane, we are the executors for the estate of the late John Morse Lane of Johannesburg, South Africa.
Good heavens.
According to the will of Mr. Lane, who has just been admitted to probate, you, who are his niece, have been named as sole beneficiary of his estate.
Oh, this is incredible.
Isn't that what the letter says, my dear?
It's exactly what it says. Word for word.
You see?
Yes, but how on earth did you know?
Once more, her eyes fairly popping from her head, Lois Lane stares in amazement at the sweet-faced little old lady who has just repeated, word for word, the contents of a letter she had never seen. What can this mean? How could Miss Louisa perform what appears to be nothing short of a miracle? We'll learn more about Miss Louisa and the secret of her seemingly amazing powers tomorrow. So don't fail to tune in. Same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comic Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, it's more fun than a picnic, gang, to open up your own individual package of your favorite Kellogg cereal, pour on milk, and eat right out of the box. That's the famous Kell Bowl Pack in Kellogg's Variety. Saves washing dishes for Mom, and she likes Kellogg's Variety also because it's got those nutritious Kellogg cereals that are so good for you. 10 individual packages in all, different Kellogg cereals like Pep and Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes, in a handy white, green, and red package. Just be sure it's Kellogg's. Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.